ABC has struggled to introduce new dramas to its primetime schedule. Last year's new dramas were all canceled by the end of the season. Variety TV critic Brian Lowry says a new primetime soap starts this Sunday that might break the ABC losing streak. It is called Desperate Housewives.
Given that primetime soaps are better known for being tawdry than smart, Desperate Housewives at times seems too clever for its own good. For the most part, though, this new ABC drama is oodles of fun, with plenty of catfighting, sex, and mystery on Wisteria Lane. You know, just like your street.
My name is Mary Alice Young. When you read this morning's paper, you may come across an article about the unusual day I had last week.
The series focuses on the outwardly idyllic lives of a handful of suburban women after one of them, Mary Alice, inexplicably blows her brains out. Broadly comic in places and darkly so in others, the series layers on the mystery about Mary Alice, who serves as the omniscient narrator for her surviving friends. Series creator Mark Cherry worked on The Golden Girls, and he's whipped up a souffle that blends sharp comic wit with old-fashioned soapiness, plus a pinch of the big chill.
If Mary Alice was having problems, she should have come to us. She should have let us help her.
What kind of problems could she have had? She was healthy, had a great home, a nice family. Her life was...
Our life.
No, if Mary Alice was having some sort of crisis, we'd have known.
She lives 50 feet away, for God's sakes.
Gabby, the woman killed herself. Something must have been going on.
Unlike the setting for many new dramas, Wisteria Lane provides all kinds of intriguing side streets to follow. Eva Longoria is Gabrielle, a former model who married for money but finds that her big old house gets lonely. That results in a truly memorable scene, as Gabrielle frantically mows the lawn to obscure her affair with the gardener, who has been shirking his more customary duties. There's also the divorced Susan, played by Terry Hatcher, who is prodded by her daughter to date a newly arrived bachelor.
You need to get back out there. Come on, how long has it been since you've had sex? Are you mad that I ask you that?
No, I'm just trying to remember.
Unfortunately, said bachelor has also caught the eye of the neighborhood's most predatory divorcee, played by Nicolette Sheridan. Felicity Huffman and Marcia Cross round out the central group. Previously a high-powered executive, the former is now a stay-at-home mom and feels guilty for hating it. The latter, meanwhile, is an icy perfectionist who accidentally, or maybe not so accidentally, poisons her husband.
I can't believe you tried to kill me.
Yes, well, I feel badly about that. I told you, Mrs. Huber came over and I got distracted. It was a mistake.
Since when do you make mistakes?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm sick of you being so damn perfect all the time.
After years of futility with new dramas, ABC appears to have gotten its act together here. That includes an eye-catching ad campaign and a logical time slot after Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which does quite well among women. In other words, if Mark Cherry's next generation of girls don't wind up being golden, it certainly won't be for lack of opportunity.
Brian Lowry reviews television for Variety.